You've heard it before. Politicians and others railing against big government. But data indicate that the era of big government has actually been fading. For instance, as reported by Bloomberg, there are nearly 15 million more workers on non-farm payrolls now than there were at the end of 2009. However, there are 300,000 fewer government workers. This figure accounts for local, state, and federal government workforces. As a consequence, government share of non-farm employment has fallen to a bit less than 15.4%. The last time government share of non-farm employment was that low was in 1959. Much of this is because of a shrinking federal government. The federal government's share of overall employment is lower than it has been at any time since the Bureau of Labor Statistics began counting in 1939. That figure does not include military personnel or employees of federal intelligence agencies, however. While government employment has declined, the number of people working for government contractors has increased. The Department of Defense paid for a reported 670,000 full-time equivalent positions among service contractors in 2012. For WYPR, I'm Aniban Basu.